Recorded Books presents Benjamin Pratt and the Keepers of the School, Book 3, The Whites of Their Eyes, by Andrew Clements. Narrated by Keith Nobbs.
Chapter 1. Direct Orders. I must be crazy. Benjamin Pratt had gotten the idea 2 hours earlier while he was sitting on the couch. He and his mom had been watching The Seahawk, a big old-fashioned swashbuckler. The hero of the movie, Captain Thorpe, was unstoppable. Huge sailing ships blasted cannons at each other. Pirates with pistols and cutlasses fought to the death, and Captain Thorpe was always right there, in the thick of the action. Even at his most desperate moments, the man never lost hope. He risked everything again and again. Yeah, Ben thought, but that was in a movie. Because here he was in real life, risking everything at 11:45 on a Friday night. He was standing outside a door near the northeast corner of the Captain Duncan Oak School, dressed in black from head to toe, like some sixth-grade ninja assassin. His mom thought he was sound asleep in his bed. He wasn't. He was about to commit a crime. About to become guilty of breaking and entering. Well, not actually breaking and entering. He had a key, if he could only find the right one. He didn't dare use his flashlight, and the energy-saving bulb in the grimy lantern beside the door threw more shadows than light, which was probably good, considering what he was up to. The key ring jangled as he tried key after key, and he was glad for the sound of the waves, murmuring against the seawall 70 feet away.